A Life in Christ, Part 2, starting page 60. I thank my O Holy, O Merciful, and Most Wise Mother, the Church of God, for salutary guiding me during this temporal life, and for educating me for the heavenly citizenship. I thank her for all the offices of prayers, for the divine services, for the mysteries and rites. I thank her for the fast, so beneficial to me, both in spiritual and bodily respects, for through them I am healthy, both in spirit and body, calm, vigilant, and light. Without the fast, I would feel extreme heaviness, which I indeed experience when not fasting. I thank my spotless mother, the Church of God, for enrapturing me with her heavenly services, transporting my spirit to heaven, enlightening my intellect with heavenly truth, showing me the way to eternal life, for delivering me from the violence of ignominy of passions, and making my life blessed. The whole world, heaven and earth, and all that is in them, the sea, and all that is therein, is the outpouring of God's infinite mercy, of His wisdom and infinite power and might and goodness to the creatures that He has created for joy and happiness, and especially of His goodness to the human race. The world is the mirror of the goodness, mind, wisdom, and power of God, and therefore we must not cling to the world, but to God. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire in comparison to thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. It is necessary for a Christian to fast in order to clear his mind, to rouse and develop his feelings, and to stimulate his will to useful activity. These human capabilities we darken and strive for, above all by surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this world. Through these we fall away from God, the source of life, and fall into corruption and vanity, perverting and defiling the image of God within us. Surfeiting and sensuality nail us to the earth and cut off, so to say, the wings of the soul. But look how high was the flight of the souls of ascetics and abstinent. They soared in the heavens like eagles, and they, earth-born, lived by their intelligent and heart in heaven, and heard their unspeakable words, and learned their divine wisdom. And how a man lowers himself to gluttony and drunkenness. He prevents his nature, created after the image of God. He perverts his nature, created after the image of God, and becomes like unto the beast, and even worse, a woe unto us for our attachments, for our iniquitous habits. They hinder us from loving God and our neighbors, and from fulfilling God's commandments. They implant in us criminal carnal self-love, and the end of which is everlasting destruction. Thus the drunkard does not grudge money for the sake of gratifying his flesh and stupefying himself, while he grudges giving a few pence to the poor. The smoker flings away tens and hundreds of rubles and grudges pence to the poor, which might have saved his soul. Those who love to dress luxuriously are lovers of elegant furniture or china, spend enormous sums upon dress, furniture, and china, and pass by beggars coldly and contemptuously. Those who like to fare sumptuously do not grudge spending tens and hundreds of rubles for dinners, while they grudge a few coppers to the poor. It is also necessary for Christian to fast, because with the incarnation of Son of God, human nature became spiritualized and made godly, and now we hasten towards the kingdom of God, which is not meat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Meats for the belly and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. To eat and drink, that is, to care for sensual pleasures, is only natural to heathenism, which, not knowing spiritual and heavenly delights, sets the whole life in the pleasure of the belly and much eating and drinking. This is why the gospel of the Lord so often reproves this destructive passion. Why, therefore, shall we darken and strive our souls and kill their last spiritual powers? Why, therefore, shall we darken and strive, stifle our souls and kill their last spiritual powers? Many things are taught to the pupils of educational establishment, but they often do not know the one thing which is needful, God and themselves, nor their sins, their spiritual infirmities, their nothingness without God and before God. Remember the prayers of Saint Ephraim the Syrian: Lord, let me see my transgressions, to see our sins in their multitude, and in all their abomination is indeed a gift of God bestowed in consequence of fervent prayer. The above applies equally to many learned, rich, and distinguished persons. They know much, they possess much, but they do not know and often have not the essentials. Doubt has hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight. Wonderful are thy works. It is evident that the grace of God and the blessings of his world are not the same thing, and our attachments to them is incompatible with the grace of God.